Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm joined by Mr. Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
Stuart, you're a fixture.
On the wall.
What do you have today for the Beacon Bits?
Okay, I'm going to talk about a couple health stories today.
Okay, great.
There is an eye implant that's been developed that helps those of us who have gotten to the age where we have presbyopia. It affects almost everybody starting in your 40s, where
right.
You know, it gets harder to focus on things.
Okay.
What apparently is caused by is our lenses in our eyes start to stiffen.
Yes.
And they don't adjust as well to focusing, especially close up.
Yes.
So, you know, if you have a cataract, they can replace your lens. There's all kinds of things they can do. Well, now they have what they call a corneal implant that goes over the top of your cornea if you have presbyopia and can sharpen the vision in one eye. And it's removable if you don't like it.
Really?
It takes about 10 minutes to put in.
That's all?
That's it.
Okay. Where do I buy one?
Well, you might want to actually check with the insurance company first. It's not exactly free.
Okay.
But they can. It's available. It's called the Raindrop.
Mm-hmm.
Near vision inlay. It sort of slightly changes your cornea's shape, but it's a very tiny little thing. It's like smaller than the eye of a needle, they say.
So my eyes, I can see distance fine.
Yes. Right.
And this will not affect that.
It will not affect that. No, you can see distance. But they only do it in one eye.
Right.
So you sort of use that one eye for a close-up.
You know, it's funny. I grew up as a Presbyterian. I thought the presbyopia was just
a religious thing.
So maybe it was like Catholicopia for somebody who's a Catholic or, you know, Methodopia or Jewishopia. Okay. All right. But obviously, I've been corrected. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
So the raindrop, they call it, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And that insurance isn't going to cover it, I don't think. So,
okay.
That's
why they call it the raindrop, because you're crying.
That's right. When you see
how
the cost
much it costs.
The whole thing. Right.
Okay.
There are a few side effects, by the way. There's a little bit of dry eye and glare and things that can happen to some people. But again, if it's a problem for you, you can have it removed.
But it doesn't cause cancer.
No, serious.
It's nothing like that.
No, so far, okay. I mean, it's been FDA approved, and it's the only thing like it, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. What else do you have?
Well,
health.
There's another, this is a positive story. People are worried as we get older about, you know, losing it, you know, about mild cognitive impairment or worse.
Okay.
You know, mild cognitive impairment is the term they use when you start having serious problems with memory. Not like where did I leave the keys or where did I park my car, but
right.
You know, really more like what day is today kind of thing.
Okay.
And these kinds of things ultimately can develop into Alzheimer's, they believe.
Yes.
So the question is, how do you put off coming down with this mild cognitive impairment? And the good news is there was a study that was done. It's not a proving study. It was just evaluating a number of people over a number of 4 years of time. But they said those who on a regular basis, like once a week, used a computer, made crafts, played chess or bridge, went to the movies or socialized with friends, any of those things had a 20 to 30% less chance of developing mild cognitive impairment than those who did not do those things.
So if you do them all, you get 100%
chance? That would be nice to think. Wouldn't that be great?
I just have one question.
Yeah.
What day is it? No, I'm kidding. So Stuart Rosenthal with the Beacon newspaper, you're bringing us the truth of what's important to those over 50.
Thank you.
And I barely qualify. So
that's right. You're too young.
I'll accept it. So you can read the Beacon bits in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspaper.com. And I have a quick
newspapers
question.
Newspapers with
oh,
S,
sorry.
Right.
You can read the Beacon bits in the beaconnewspapers.com. That's their website, thebeaconnewspapers.com. Stuart, we've got a Passover coming up here
in about
a week or so.
Right.
2 weeks, maybe.
Right, exactly.
So, this is just a great holiday to give respect to God and for his provision for the Jewish people.
Right, it really shows God's hand in history. That's really how we see it.
It really does. If people want to find out more about that, where would they go?
Oh, there are all kinds of websites out there. I mean, I guess I would say something like Eish HaTorah, Eish HaTorah, is a very good one.
Okay.
But you know, even in Wikipedia, you can learn the basics of it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, almost anywhere you can find the Bible story, you can read it in the Bible.
That's true indeed.
That's right.
That's where I got it. The Beacon newspapers for everything 50 plus, and next week we'll cover money, so don't miss it. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
If you're a real estate agent listening to the show today, I want to encourage you to call me and talk with me about your career in real estate. We are looking for dynamic, high-producing real estate agents. You may be young in the business or you may have been doing it for decades. And if you're someone who's interested in the quality of the work that we do, we'd like to talk with you about joining our group. To interview, you can contact us toll-free at 1-800-900-9104. That's 1-800-900-9104. Leave a message and I'll give you a call back and we'll talk. Again, that's 800-900-9104. Even if you've only owned your home for a short time, the burden of selling a house can be a very emotional process. This is true even if you've only lived in your home for a couple of years, but most especially for decades, having had many significant life milestones pass while under that roof. Hey, at the Eric Stewart Group, we found that stress and emotional impact of selling a home can have a very negative impact on achieving your ultimate financial result. In response to the emotional needs of many hundreds of home sellers, we've developed a unique process to help our clients both maximize their profits and minimize their anxieties. We're not only experienced real estate agents and brokers, but we're also senior real estate specialists. When we come to your house to meet you for the first time as a home seller, we understand the difficulties you might face in the transition, and we'll discuss with you the potential toll, emotional and or physical, involved in selling your home. We counsel all of our clients on the importance of allowing us as experts to shelter them from the stress involved with selling a family home, and we guide them carefully through the detachment process. We believe in creating a positive experience for all of our clients, and emotions can cause an array of negative side effects that are harmful to the efficient sale of the home. They can keep you frozen. They can keep you when you're emotionally tied and don't know how to walk through letting go. They can keep you from effectively marketing your home for the most money. Because optimizing your financial benefit while minimizing your anxiety is central to our practice, our clients not only appreciate our efforts as valuable, but freely make the commitment to allow us to do our job, our best job, on their behalf. That's what we will give you. We will give you the freedom to enjoy the move and let go while we focus on helping you minimize the anxiety that you would face if you were trying to sell a home. Here's just a few of the detachment tips that Terry Labui from our group put together. Terry is a licensed realtor with over a dozen years in real estate experience, hundreds of homes under her belt, and she's licensed in Virginia in my McLean office. Number one, shift your perspective. See, for the last several years, you've been a homeowner, but now you've become a home seller, which means you understand that the home you filled with love, one that has afforded you many wonderful moments, will now become a product that you sell. We will help you achieve this shift through our tried and trusted practices, and we'll recommend a timeline for you in order to reach your goal at your own desired pace. We often have contacts reach out to us now that are moving a year from now. So don't be afraid to contact us if you're one of those at 800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com. Number two, keep the focus ahead. At the Eric Stewart Group, we can represent you not only as a home seller, but also as a new home purchaser. But even if we don't represent you on your next home, we'll coach you on how to focus your energies on the exciting next chapter of your life, getting to your next dream home. We'll shoulder the nagging details of selling your home so you're not distracted in the process. Number three, first impressions matter. We'll guide you on where to put extra attention, such as painting or making minor repairs to things that might pose an obstacle to getting you maximum profit with minimum headache on your sale. Number four, staging wins. We will provide you with our best advice for creating an atmosphere that wins over buyers by incorporating tasteful, clean, and neutral decor. This will help people picture themselves and their furnishings in your space and includes removing personal items, decluttering, and giving attention to certain vertical and horizontal surfaces. And number five, price for victory. Forget about the price you paid for your home or the return you dream of, as the current market will be the major deciding factor in pricing your home appropriately. We provide our clients with a comprehensive market analysis that not only reflects current trends, but couples your timeline with our unique marketing strategy, tailored to match your specific needs. 800-900-9104 if you want to call me right now, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. More on this list coming up right after the next interview with Steve Winter.